Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Woman in Me by Brittany Spears, read by Michelle Williams, with an introduction read by the author.
For my boys, who are the loves of my life. This book has been a labor of love and all the emotions that come with it. Reliving everything that you're about to hear has been exciting, heart-wrenching, and emotional, to say the least. For those reasons, I will only be reading a small part of my audiobook. I'm so grateful to the amazing Michelle Williams for reading the rest of it, and to you for listening. Prologue. As a little girl, I walked for hours alone in the silent woods behind my house in Louisiana singing songs. Being outside gave me a sense of aliveness and danger. When I was growing up, my mother and father fought constantly. He was an alcoholic. I was usually scared in my home. Outside wasn't necessarily heaven either, but it was my world. Call it heaven or hell, it was mine. Before going home, I would follow a path to our neighbor's house through a landscape yard and past a swimming pool. They had a rock garden full of small, soft pebbles that would trap the heat and stay warm in a way that felt so good against my skin. I would lie down on the rocks and look up at the sky, feeling the warmth from below and above, thinking, I can make my own way in life. I can make my dreams come true. Lying quietly on those rocks, I felt God.
Chapter 1. Raising kids in the South used to be more about respecting your parents and keeping your mouth shut. Today, the rules have reversed. It's more about respecting the kids. Disagreeing with a parent was never permitted in my house. No matter how bad it got, there was an understanding to stay mute, and if I didn't, there were consequences. In the Bible, it says your tongue is your sword. My tongue and my sword were me singing. My whole childhood, I sang. I sang along with the car radio on the way to dance class. I sang when I was sad. To me, singing was spiritual. I was born and went to school in Macomb, Mississippi, and lived in Kentwood, Louisiana, 25 miles away. Everyone knew everyone in Kentwood. Doors were left unlocked. Social lives revolved around church and backyard parties. Kids were put in matching outfits. And everyone knew how to shoot a gun. The area's main historic site was Camp Moore, a Confederate training base built by Jefferson Davis. Each year, there are Civil War reenactments the weekend before Thanksgiving. And the sight of the people dressed up in military outfits was a reminder that the holiday was coming. I love that time of year.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?